Hello, Dog Days listeners. This is Chuck Tomasi from Chuck Chat Freestyle, bringing you another Dog Days of Podcasting podcast for Sunday, August 17th. If you haven't heard of the Dog Days of Podcasting, well, it's been going on for about 17 days with a group of podcasters who are trying to make a podcast episode a day for the month of August. And many have succeeded. Many are doing their own thing, and that's cool, too. If you'd like to join us, you know, it's not too late. There are some names that I thought of it for previous years. You may be out there listening. You maybe want to jump into the fray and just say hello. It doesn't have to be a polished episode. It doesn't have to have a lot of production quality. You can just turn on your phone and say, hi, and answer some questions and say, that happened to me too. Like Marv, I want to give you a little bit of feedback, because one of the things we do in this Dog Days podcast is kind of have a conversation, a very protracted conversation between many of the speakers. And Marv was talking about his Airbnb and the magic faucet where you touch it and it comes off, and when he turns it off, it leaks. We thought about that. We thought about getting one of those when we were redoing the faucet in our kitchen a year or two back. And I'm glad we didn't do that. We went with a standard handle. There's handle on the right side that is at a 90 degree angle. And if you push it up, almost like putting a train lever. You know, if you're an engineer on a train, you push it away from you. It's cold and you pull it down and it's hot. I might have that backwards because there's no cold water in Phoenix in the summer anyway. It took me a while to get used to that because the old faucet had the lever on the left side. So now I, you know, want to rinse out my cup. I've got it in my right hand, and then I have to go under the faucet so I don't spray my arm or put it in my left hand. It's just one of those things that you get used to, and then you have to retrain your brain to do it a little different way. So good. Glad that didn't happen. T-shirts have been ordered. They are available on TeePublic if anybody wants one. There is a sale going on till just about the end of the day Tuesday, like 8 p.m. Eastern-ish on Tuesday, the 19th. If you want to get yourself a 20th anniversary podcaster t-shirt for $16, which ain't a bad price. Now, our Patreon members at the commander level and above will be getting theirs automatically as part of their patronage. But if you wanted to get one and celebrate, you can do that too. And there's different t-shirt styles. You don't have to get the standard black. I've modified some of the colors. They're mostly on a dark background just because of the way the graphic is. And I'm trying to figure out, how the heck can I get the hats in there? When I'm editing, I say, turn on like hats and bags and pillows. And all that stuff is available. But they don't show up in the store. All that shows up in the storefront is shirts. Apparel. It's very strange. If you want to do that, you can go over to ctomasi.link/tpublic. TeePublic. So ctomasi.link/tpublic. And cool. Get yourself a shirt. Show your support for Technorama. We've been going for 20 years. The shirts should be in time for Craig and I to be wearing them and celebrating our 20th anniversary and the podcast/digital media track 20th anniversary at Dragon Con. Did a little bit of work in Notion this morning. Got up, went for my morning walk. Took a little shorter walk than usual because I didn't want to get all hot and sweaty and then take a shower and then get hot and sweaty. And anyway, getting in a little too much information. But I went into Notion. I've been using Notion for a little over a year. This is a wonderful platform to keep track of stuff. It has a database underneath, or you can just do note-taking. Make notes, pages and pages of notes, or any combination thereof. Well, I have a project/to-do tracker, and I have a whole separate database to keep track of the courses that I'm teaching. Who's in them? What did we do? What the notes for each course? Because you can relate these database tables together. And I didn't have any relationship between the classes and the projects. I said, I want to get credit for this. And to make it even more frustrating is when I put things on my calendar and bring them into Notion, they become tasks. So when I wake up in the morning, I go, what do I have to do? Oh, there's some appointments on there. They even have a little calendar icon to stand out and say, that's an appointment you need to be aware of. So I had tasks that had no projects, and I wanted projects to tie into the classes. So I got all that done, and it took about 30 minutes or so. And I went forward into October because they've got my next cohort, my Q4 cohort of courses planned. But once again, for some unknown reason, they've changed the 4-day course down to 3. So I put in a request to make that 4 days again. So that works. So if you have any questions about Notion, I did talk to Ken Kennedy about it 6 months or so ago. And don't know if you ever followed up on that. If you did anything, I'd be happy to share what I've learned, what I use it for. Like I said, it keeps track of everything. It is finally the platform for my life. I always had Evernote, which was great for reference. I'd put lots of notes in there, receipts, you know, just meeting notes or whatever. And then I have something like Todoist to keep track of the tasks and projects. And they seem to be in two different worlds. Well, this allows me to finally tie all that together for the first time. There is some automation. I haven't purchased the paid for plan, but I probably will soon because there's some automation tools in there that I'd really like to get my hands around rather than crafting my own or putting them in third party tools like Make.com or Pipedream or Zapier. So I like to try and consolidate some of that and make it all in Notion. Got some electronics. We're going to talk about this a little bit more on the Patreon show tonight for Technorama. Talking with my friend, I mentioned Meshtastic. That is a wireless radio, or not wireless. Most radios are wireless, aren't they? They communicate across wire, except where you plug them in. Kind of like a ham thing, but you don't need a ham license. And I got the electronics in for two of those, the base board. The cases should be in on Monday. The battery should be in on Wednesday. I will assemble everything. I've got one for me and one for Craig. The instructions were a little confusing on the website because my friend Scott made it sound like, oh, yeah, you'd upgrade the firmware. You just plug it in, drag and drop, and away you go. I'm going through instructions there saying, you know, what model do you have? Download the firmware. Fire up the Arduino IDE. I'm like, what? Wait. Oh, he made it sound a lot easier than that. Finally, I did find the easy peasy instructions, but it made it sound like the quick start wasn't so quick. Once I got the first one done, then the second one was obviously pretty easy. So I haven't configured them both to send messages between each other. I wanted to, you know, just make sure they fire up. I can recognize them. I see them. The software is on my phone. We're ready to go for that. Also got a travel router, a little $40 thing that we can set up in the hotel room so that every device doesn't have to go through the dang paywall. Not paywall, but the sign-in screen where you give your room number and last name. And make it easy for devices like a Chromecast or my Remarkable to get on that network rather than, you know, if anybody comes to our room and says, hey, what's the Wi-Fi? We could just give them a QR code or the name and password, and away we go. So when we take that device, say, on the Star Trek cruise or to another hotel, it will still, all the devices that point to it, obviously will work. They'll go, hey, I've seen you before. Let me jump on. I called it Discovery. So the SSID is Discovery like underscore 2.4 gigahertz, or I don't know if there's an underscore in there or not, but Discovery 2.4 and Discovery 5. And then you can just use it again and again and again rather than, oh, stupid hotel. I would need to use my phone to tell that access point how to connect to the hotel's Wi-Fi. And that's a one and done. So that doesn't get you away from connecting to the hotel. You just don't have to connect every device to the hotel, and some that can't. All right, enough of the daily news. This has been going on quite a while, so let's get on with the music. This is She's Not There by The Zombies on Donna's request list. Let's go.
Well, no one told me about her, the way she lied. Well, no one told me about her, how many people cried. But it's too late to say you're sorry. How would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there. Well, let me tell you about the way she looked, the way she acted, and the color of her hair. Her voice was soft and cool, her eyes were clear and bright, but she's not there. Well, no one told me about her. What could I do? Well, no one told me about her, though they all knew. it's too late to say you're sorry. How would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there. Well, let me tell you about the way she looked, the way she acted, and the color of her hair. Her voice was soft and cool, her eyes were clear and bright, but she's not there. But it's too late to say you're sorry. How would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there. Well, let me tell you about the way she looked, the way she acted, and the color of her hair. Her voice was soft and cool, her eyes were clear and bright, but she's not there.
Okay, that's it. I know, didn't have any harmonies in it this time, so we'll work on that for the next song. Don't know what the next song will be, but I will pick from the list that you give me. If you go over to ctomasi.link/ddop25, rate a previous performance or put in another request. I'm always looking for other songs to practice, to learn, to perfect. Maybe that's a bit of a strong word because nothing will ever be perfect with me. Final note. Happy birthday, Miss Melissa. So wanted to sign off with that one. Wish you all the best, which if memory serves, tomorrow is Nutty's birthday. So happy birthday, ladies. I will make sure to acknowledge Nutty tomorrow as well. Take care. Stay safe. Till tomorrow. Bye.